Joining us right now, Vanessa Ryan from WDEZ, which just recently wrapped up a very special and sweet Valentine's promotion. Tell us a little bit about what you did over there.
We sent out 19 boxes full of Valentine's candy and other essentials to our soldiers stationed in Afghanistan.
That's a pretty nice idea. Now, the boxes I saw were leaving the lobby today. How did this start? I imagine you got the listeners involved somehow. Whose idea? Give us the basics.
It was actually, I have to give credit to my kids because we have a family member that's stationed in Afghanistan, and he has a wife and a nine-month-old baby that he's left behind, and it's hard. And we were trying to come up with a way to cheer him up, and we decided to make Valentine's for him. And my daughters said that they're going to take him to school, have their friends fill him out, and I thought, whoa, you know, if their friends want to fill out the Valentine's and send them over, I bet other people want it too. So we decided to say, hey, if this is something you want to do, then we'll help you out with it.
From the looks of the boxes downstairs, it looks like the listeners picked up on it pretty quick.
Oh my goodness. Actually, this went national because we had Valentine's from Maryland. We had some come in from Virginia, from South Carolina. We had them come in from Milwaukee. We had them come in from all over central Wisconsin too.
So far beyond the reach of WDEZ's mm-hmm. air signals, so mm-hmm. you must have had the web pages involved in this.
We did. We went to Facebook. We had it online at WDEZ.com. And I think people, you know, and we also had it actually on websites for soldiers, actually, and for family members, hugsforsoldiers.com. They picked it up. I actually went to them for help and said, what do we need to do? And they helped us out. So
this was the first time the station did this, and it overwhelming success.
Oh, my goodness. We did this in less than 2 weeks. Honestly, I didn't think that we would see really much. So needless to say, our family member, when he gets all the boxes, is going to be hopefully happily surprised.
I've heard a couple of people say they wished all radio promotions went this fast and this easy.
Yeah, it was. It actually was. But I think because it touched a point with our listeners that we all support our troops and what they do for us and the sacrifices that they make. And I'm sure everybody either knows, has a friend or family member who is in the armed forces. And I think that's why it just hit home. People can relate and it makes them feel good to do something like this.
So 19 boxes. I don't know what they weigh, but the Postal Service.
Oh, my goodness. They weighed so much. There were some that they said up to 70 pounds, and I think a couple of them we got pretty close. So,
okay.
Yeah, it was a lot.
And are they all going to one unit in Afghanistan?
They are going. They're going to Camp Jefferson, and they will be distributed among all the men and women there. So.
Anything you want to add today?
We just want to say thank you to everyone who stepped up and helped us out. I mean, it was overwhelming success, and we can't wait to do more. So we will move forward.